is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
It's a big one today. It's a big pod today.
Always.
Lots of great callers, I thought, on the show today.
I agree. People putting their voice boxes on the line.
Yeah.
As part of Star Wars Day.
Well, not only that, but also we put it out there. We did a whole thing around Can You Beat Bronte?
You'll
hear about that. Champions League starts next week. But we had people suggesting potential chase names for you as well, too.
Very creative listeners we've got, Cliffo.
Very, very much so. So you guys are very much the star of the pod today. Also, we play the Queensland Price is Right. I didn't do my homework.
You
except
didn't.
To me by the Spirit Medium.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble in the future.
And Justin Hill talks friends gossip and a potential bridesmaids reunion.
Very exciting stuff.
Whew, big podcast coming up.
There's been a lot of news coming out regarding the rate of crime that's rising in Queensland, youth crime in particular, but also serious crimes being committed. I've read a few articles that said, like, the proportion of people committing criminal acts is low, but it's the acts that are being committed that are really more serious than they've ever been.
Yeah, that's funny you say that.
Yeah.
Because I got a mate who's a copper who told me a similar thing. Like, the actual amount of people committing crime is not as much as it was, say, in the 70s and 80s
Correct.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But the crimes are a lot more
serious.
And a lot worse as well.
Yeah. And particularly in Queensland, which is obviously an issue. We live here. My family live here. And down on the Gold Coast where my mum and dad are, the area that they live in has seen quite a spike in terms of home invasions and pretty violent home invasions. And as a result, they decided to install some pretty nifty home security devices.
Step one, we took house keys from all three children.
Yeah, that was annoying. Sorry
Lock them
about
out.
That.
They're gone.
And they got like the deluxe. Like, we were kind of just the family that was like, lock the door when you leave.
Yeah, right.
That kind of family. Leave the keys in the car. But now it is pretty, like, secure at my parents' house.
I mean, now you can even get to the thing where you're like, you ring doorbells and stuff and it's on your phone.
That,
like,
well,
it alerts.
That's exactly the type
Have
of system.
Have they gone bad? They gone that high
that up. So, Dad has been away for the last couple of weeks in Taiwan and Mum is home alone. And luckily, this new security system has been installed while he's been away. So, she just feels a bit safer being there by herself. But when she was leaving the last night, she would like take the dog out for one last, to do his business and then go back in. And as she was leaving the house, she would hear someone go, hello, hello, which just like when she told me this story, the hairs on the back of my neck stood
See,
up.
That's, this is not making me feel
secure,
more secure.
And she was like looking around and she couldn't find it. And it turned out it was my dad who could see her on his phone in Taiwan through this security system, which just goes to show it's working. But also they clearly need some boundaries between
I feel like the idea is to, have less eyes on you. Like
now,
less unwanted interference, not more.
Yeah. Now they've decided dad's still away. And there's so many other means that they could be communicating through. Like they can obviously call each other, message each other. But no, they're now talking to each other through this home security system. And I asked Mum to record just like their little conversation last night. So this is my parents saying goodnight to each other via security.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Do you want me to call you?
Sure. I'm just going up to bed.
Do you want me to
I'll
call you?
I'll talk to you in sec. Bye.
Do you want me to call you? Nah, I'll just talk to you through the door. We're fine. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow morning. Last time this week, had a winner on Wednesday.
We did.
By the name of Jack. We give a clue away for you guys for podcasting.
Yeah.
Have you remembered it?
No.
I know you read it, but you put the sheet away.
I saw it on the sheet an hour ago, and I feel like if I really think back, I can try and remember.
Starts with an A.
Oh, then not.
And ends with a avocado.
Avocado.
Avocado. So A is your letter.
It's the reason we can't buy a house.
Avocado is the reason you can't buy it. We all can't buy a house. And it is also your free answer. For tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on here.
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
I don't think there's any real winners in this game.
Particularly the state of Queensland.
When Leash gets to go on all of the secondhand sites and bring us some of these items for sale, and we try to guess closest to what they're being sold for.
So best out of three.
It's the radio game equivalent of the movie The Castle. Flicking through the trading post, finding the stuff for sale, tell him he's dreaming.
Tell him his. Sometimes we really do. Sale.
Yeah. So the first item is Beck from Townsville.
Beck
is selling a 3D printed and hand painted thing from Wednesday or the Addams Family, and it's flipping the bird. So take from that what you will. But
I like how she's like, I'm selling thing from Addams Family, and it's like, no, that's just a creepy hand.
It's like sewn together. It's pretty good. She's hand painted it,
It is beautiful work, Beck.
Oh yeah, work. I was like, the actual thing itself.
Oh,
questionable. You're creepy.
All right, write down your guesses.
Printed.
How do we think? How much do we think Beck from Townsville is selling this for?
I think she rates it.
I think I said $60.
I said $75.
Beck is selling it for $60.
Oh!
Bronte got a spot on.
Hang on.
I know how to do that pose quite well. The finger's giving the finger, in case you're wondering. So,
the next one, Yana, also from Townsville, is selling what she calls the coolest boots in the world.
Well, that's a big call.
They're pretty cool.
They are pretty cool.
So they are black glittery boots with detachable butterfly wings the size of the boot. They're pretty awesome. She said she bought them as a gift and they were too small, which is why she's selling them.
Okay.
So they've never been worn.
Never been worn.
Apart
what size are they? Does it say?
They're size 24, which I don't know what size that is.
It's pretty big.
I would say that would be tiny.
Is that
I think that's small.
I think it's little.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm like a 54 or something.
Oh, okay. So maybe women's works
so
different.
I think the
I'm an 11, so or 12.
I think it's European size when she says 24.
Be.
Yeah.
Oh god, that's
if it's
tough.
Not, they're some pretty huge boots.
Yeah, literally giant boots.
I'm sorry, I think they're horrid.
Oh, are you kidding?
Boots with butterfly wings.
Imagine those at a festival.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to go 75 again.
Okay,
I don't know.
I went 80, so
Yana's selling it for $60.
Okay,
Cliffo.
Cliffo, you get the butterfly boot.
It is worth mentioning at this point that Cliffo is 2 points ahead in this game.
Boo.
Bronte, so you want to win this.
I don't know what that says about me.
Yeah. Man of the people.
So, tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Amy, also from Townsville.
Oh,
apparently,
God.
Apparently Townsville selling some weird stuff this week.
Is any other town, city doing anything weird for sale this week?
Amy is selling these Prime tumblers. So she's actually made these herself. So the Prime energy drink, they've got a sip atop and a stainless steel straw, and she's making them to order. So
that's kind of cool.
They're huge. They are huge.
Teenage boys at froth.
They would go like take that as a water bottle to school or something.
She's selling all three in that photo, or is you just buy them?
She's making
individually?
They're made to order. So
okay.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised how much water bottles and things sell for. I'm going to say $45.
I bought Michelle a new
Yeti
yesterday for Mother's Day.
How much?
Ugh.
Oh, surprise Michelle. She's listening.
She asked for it.
She wants it, I can tell you. So it was all up for the Yeti.
Yep.
The different top thing she wanted with the straw and the engraving with her name was $90.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love her. I reckon this mad woman with the Prime things wants $40.
How much did you say?
45.
Tumblr.
All right, Amy's selling them for $25 a pop.
Oh my god. Cheap
Cliffo takes out the win once again.
All right, what do you want out of the butterfly boots, the finger giving the finger, or the Prime tumbler?
God. All of the above, please, Bronte. Happy Star Wars Day, everyone.
I played this music in my band at school.
Did you?
Yep.
Clarinet. What did you play?
Clarinet. Second chair. Didn't actually play, though.
How am I just learning about this?
They love a bit of John Williams, so they would chuck a lot of Star Wars. That's the only association I have with Star Wars. I've never seen a film.
A lot of people are like that.
Mm.
But I feel like people who aren't Star Wars people, like you're still, like you've heard the terms Jedi before.
Yeah.
You probably heard the term like Darth Vader.
Yes.
Millennium Falcon.
No, that's a new one.
No, that's a new one. You would have seen Princess Leia with the hair and the
I buns. Have, only from Friends.
Yeah.
When Rachel dresses up as Princess Leia for Ross.
Like you haven't got to be there. That's insane, wasn't it? Just at a moment. You haven't got to be deep into the Star Wars universe to understand bits and bobs of it.
Yeah.
And today is Star Wars Day because it is May the 4th.
Right.
And you know where that comes from, right?
I do. Again, not because of Star Wars, only because Mitch Lewis, who's Wally Lewis's son I used to work with, he got married on May the 4th and he's a big Star Wars fan and he did it so he could say the iconic thing, May the 4th be with you, so to his wife.
In Star Wars, they say, you know, May the Force be with you.
Right.
So the whole, it's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day. That's how it came about. The thing that I always say about Star Wars on Star Wars Day is the I compliment, I build up, and I say one of the most iconic things I think about the Star Wars franchise is the sounds.
Yes.
Associated with it. Because it won awards. Like John Williams, who wrote this, like in the day.
Yep.
Has won multiple awards.
It won a lot of special achievement awards for its sound effects editing, I've just Googled.
At the Oscars. Yep. Yeah. So what I thought this morning on 131060, if you think you can do a Star Wars noise, and anyone who's into the world of Star Wars, even on the peripherals of it, we've all had a crack at some of those iconic sounds just using our mouth.
Yes. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought on 131060, can we get people to do Star Wars sounds down the phone for Star Wars Day, and we'll see if you can guess what they are. Okay.
Okay. I know some characters. Surely I'll be able to. There's only a few, right? I
can a few out there. There's the main iconic ones.
Yeah, I obviously could do it.
Look, 131060, if you think you haven't got to be great,
no,
just have a crack down the phone. If you think you can do a Star Wars noise, do it for Bronte and she'll have to work out what it is.
Yeah.
Can I get you to just block your ears for a sec, because I'm going to play some examples.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep. All right.
Seriously? This is like you're entering the soundproof booth for...
I can't hear.
Can you beat Bronte? All right, she's... Can't hear. So some of the sounds you could do are perhaps a Wookiee sound. Maybe an R2-D2 sound you could do. Sorry, let me bring... This is an R2-D2 sound. There you go. Or you could do, you know, the Vader breath. Right. Okay, there's just some examples. Come out now. All right. She's back.
I'm back. Weird being in the soundproof booth again. Happy to be back.
So I've just played some examples of sounds people could do.
Okay.
But 131060, if you want to have a crack down the phone, we'll see if Bronte can identify the Star Wars noise.
I'll get a list of characters.
So 131060 is our phone number. Not surprising. A lot of people want to get involved. Ruben is first. Ruben, you're a Star Wars fan, mate?
Yeah, I am. Last 40 years, and it's my missus' birthday today too, so.
Oh, well, May the 4th be with you both.
May the 4th be with her until this time next year. and then it starts again. Ruben, give us your Star Wars sound, and we'll see if Bronte can guess it, okay?
Okay.
Go.
You're so bored, you must. Sleep with your fish, you must not.
Dodgy line. Give it to us again, just nice and clear, Ruben. One more time.
That's R2-D2. That's surely that robot thing, right? Yeah.
I think that was the phone. Oh. No, you don't know?
It's a robot, but I'm getting distracted from the robot.
Tell her who that was, because that was certainly not R2-D2, Ruben. Who was it?
Little clean legend Yoda.
Yoda!
Yeah. Have a better phone line, you must, Ruben. Jake's next. Jake, give us your Star Wars sound, and we'll see if Bronte can guess it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Born ready.
That was really good. That was a really good one.
Is Jake okay? Can we check Jake's all right?
Give it to us one more time.
I'm all G. I'm all G.
Can I hear it again?
All right.
That was so good. Bronte?
he sounds like Shy Guy from Mario more than anything. So, nah.
That was what you said last. That's R2-D2. It's R2-D2, right, Jake?
Yeah, that was R2-D2.
Oh, God.
Jake makes me want to watch the...
We're none from two. Let's go to Callum. Callum, you ready? Give us your Star Wars noise.
Yep, okay.
Is that it?
That's, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's that dark guy. Dark Vader?
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I was half yeah. more...
She's got one, guys.
Duck.
She's got one. you're putting mayo on it, aren't you? You don't really, you didn't really think it was Dark Vader, did you?
Yeah, I was just, yeah,
up,
I was just being,
she's playing it up.
I was just being silly.
She's playing it up.
Definitely didn't think it was Dark Vader.
I don't know what to believe now. Shannon's here. Shannon, give us yours. I know straight away.
Is that that thing that looks like a duck?
Yeah.
And everyone hates him.
Yes! Rhymes with rah-rah frink.
Jar Jar Binks!
Jar Jar Binks, he's got him! He's got him! We got one!
It was when Jar Jar Binks came on the screen that the one Star Wars movie that we saw, that we walked out of the cinema.
And it's funny, after that experiment, I'm sort of feeling the way for you that most people felt about Jar Jar Binks. She's destroyed the franchise.
This is Clickbait Cliffo on Hit.
You've hooked me in. You've baited me in with even just the tease of what this story's about. It's got me up in arms.
With all the crappy things happening in the world at the moment, like with all the serious news out there, all I have to float as a carrot in front of you is a change to the Cadbury favourites. Chocolates. And like all of a sudden gets the outrage.
The passion is back.
The passion is there then.
What are they doing?
Okay, so the headline was, and look, the headlines are not that clicky, but I think the content is.
Yes.
The headline just reads, this is the Channel 7 story. Huge change to Cadbury favourites divides shoppers. Oh no. In inverted commas.
Oh, I like the use of oh no.
Yeah, right?
Serious
Someone
news
in
article.
Seven's getting really... really flippant with the writing of the news stories.
This is one of the stories I feel like when we first got together as a show was in the news because they were talking about getting rid of the Bounty.
So I looked into that. Close.
Celebrations.
Celebrations.
So sorry.
So Cadbury. There's Celebrations, which I think is like the net, that's the Mars bar.
Yes. Yep.
Equivalent or whatever.
Okay.
And then Favourites is the Cadbury.
Right.
Version.
What's usually in a Favourites box?
I'd have the.
Please see, tell me. It's. I know like it's it. What to bring and you told it to bring a thing.
Took the whole list here. Caramilk.
Yeah.
Oh. Flake.
Okay.
Dairy Milk. Caramello. Crunchy. Picnic, Boost, Moro, Cherry Ripe, Old Gold, Turkish Delight, Dream.
Okay. I'm a Moro girl, so as long as that's not going.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I said Caramilk. That has been added.
Oh, yeah.
Caramilk. So this is, hold on. I've done the story the wrong order I was going to. So that essentially the guts of it is. So forget I said the Dream and the Flake.
Okay. Forgotten.
Because those are the two that have been dumped from the Favourites box.
So okay.
Dream, which is the white chocolate, and Flake, which is just chocolate. It's just glass and a half chocolate, flaky.
Okay.
Gone.
I know there are some very passionate Flake fans out there, my partner Dylan being one of them.
Right.
So I know this is going to very much upset him. I couldn't
give
a crap.
They have been replaced. So don't freak out yet, Dill.
Okay.
So the Dream and the Flake have been replaced with, let me open up my other list, with the Caramilk and Twirl. The first two I
the
said
twirl?
On the list before, yeah. So the Caramilk is replacing the Dream.
Makes sense. Dream sucks.
Makes 100%.
Dream's always dry.
Yeah.
It's too
and
dry.
Caramilk's just gone.
Bunter.
Gangbusters. Mm. But the Twirl for me,
the
that's
twirl.
Just that's a flake. Just cut, because you know the inside of a twirl.
Yeah.
It's just a flake, but covered in chocolate. So all you're getting is more chocolate. So what are we complaining about?
And the Moro is still there, right? So really.
Moro's still there.
Great.
Cherry Ripe's still there.
Good.
And if Grandma's around, Old Gold and Turkish Delight, still there as well, guys. About a week and a half ago, Langers, I brought you and everyone the news that I had attended for the first time in my life a session with a psychic medium.
Yeah.
This is after you had a session as part of Bronte's 30 Before 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty damn eye-opening. It was pretty full on. Like, I saw that you got a lot out of it.
Yeah, you sat in on the session, which was like one of those things that I didn't even care about because the psychic who you went to see, the same woman, is so engaging and really makes you just focus on what is happening between the two of you that it is, you know, you kind of forget everything else.
And look, I'll say what everyone who goes and sees a psychic says. Like, she did talk about stuff that there's no way she could have known, stuff that's not online, stuff I don't talk about on the radio. Like, that was all out there and it did amaze me. But whether you believe it or not, I got a lot out of it because I just really, like, it built me up a lot and it gave me some good goals and things to aim for or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was worth the price of admission just for that, for me. Whether you're a cynic or you love that stuff, it was good for me.
It's cool to do at least once. You might as well. Yeah.
So the woman I went and saw gave me a little bit of very easy, I'm going to call it homework. Well, it wasn't home. It's just simple things that she said you can do this to improve your wellness. You know?
Right, right. So, like, if you do these, I can see that it is going to do you good in the future.
It's going to mean good things.
Okay.
Pretty simple things. Number one she actually gave me, it was a bar of soap. Like, I think it was like a sage soap or something she said, but I tried to check yesterday because I knew I was going to talk about it, but I threw out the box. So it just looks like a bar of soap now. But she's like, use this. And she's like, when you shower, like, wash your arms and sort of your chest and all that, particularly with it, because I carry a lot of the weight of the day with me.
Yeah.
And she's like, wash yourself with this and it'll help sort of wash it away.
If it's sage, that would make sense because I think sage is very, like, purifying and they use it to kind of get rid of, if your house is haunted, they'll use sage.
Yeah. Boom. So that was the idea.
Yeah.
Thing is, I don't shower per se every night.
Okay.
So, you know, we swim a lot in the pool. And if I'm going to go straight to bed, I just jump out, grab the hose.
Oh,
and
sort of hose off. I was going to say, you're not chlorine-y.
Nah,
okay, that makes sense.
I do that. And the kids, we hose each other as well. Sometimes if we can't be bothered, whatever. You're a little chlorine-y. But I, like, particularly this time of year, I very rarely have a full-on shower.
Really? Okay.
So
makes sense, actually.
Thought we could smell you. So I've just been using the sage soap pretty much after I go to the bathroom.
Right. On your hands.
Right. So, or if I'm ever just washing my hands before dinner or whatever, but it's usually after bathroom activities. So that was like homework fail number one.
Yeah, that's a big F.
The second one was like, she goes, another thing that'd be great for you and sleeping and stuff, she goes, it's great for everyone, is lavender.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right.
Yep, I put it in my diffuser every night. Yes.
Thing is, like, I'm not much of a oils or, you know, like, smelly things kind of guy. I would not even know where you buy lavender oil from. That's probably, I wouldn't even know where to look, right? So the other day when it was time to buy some new air freshener, I just had in my mind, oh, lavender equals good.
Yeah.
So when we bought I was doing the groceries on Sunday Arvo, I was like, oh, need a new air freshener. I'll get lavender scented.
Is this a car air freshener we're talking about? Or
no,
one of
the
house
toilet,
ones? Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So I thought I'll get lavender because it's good for everything that, you know, the spirit medium, psychic medium told me. And that's what I've been using to kind of spray around after number twos and sort of around the room and stuff. Anyway, I was telling all this to my wife.
Mm.
I said about the sage soap and how I'm using it and the air freshener because I didn't know where to buy lavender oil and stuff. And she said, so pretty much all of your wellness routine is revolving around your toilet habits.
Did the psychic see this coming?
Well, the future looks pretty crappy. Let's put it that way.
Can you beat Bronte?
I need to ask you some questions.
Okay. This is normally the part where I'd be introducing the challenger for today, but we're not doing that today.
No, we're not.
Bronte, I'm going to hand over to you because you're very much the beast leading this whole thing that's about to happen.
So, this time yesterday, we had the highest amount for Can You Beat Bronte we have ever had, $450. Very worthy competitor Dave came on. He's been on the chase as a contestant, lost on the chase, tied with me in yesterday's game, which, as we know, means benefit of the doubt, Dave won the 450.
Well done, Dave. Spend it wisely, my friend.
And I'm just going to say, it ignited a long-standing flame within me that the benefit of the doubt thing frustrates me because to be the champ, you got to beat the champ, as UFC has taught me. And so we want to find the champion of the champions to come up against me in a champions league of Can You Beat Bronte?
It's a champion off, guys.
And that way there'll be no dispute about who is the crowned winner of Can You Beat Bronte?
Look, we're going to start this on Monday and we'll go through all the details maybe a little bit later on, but essentially we're going to have champions versing each other for a week.
Previous winners.
And we're going to find, I guess, the champion of the champions.
Yes.
And then that person will be pitted against you for a week.
Yes. It's like the NBA playoffs. Every day we play against each other again in a five-game thing.
Yeah.
And finally, at the end of that, we'll know who wins.
If the champion's champion wins it all...
Oh, that's crazy talk, but
huge,
okay.
Huge, big prize coming there. Look, we'll go through the specifics soon, but essentially next week, our champions play each other.
Yep.
The week after, Bronte plays the champion.
Isn't it sad, though, when we were talking about this yesterday, I said, are there even that many winners that, like, I could go up against? Well, like, have that many people beat me?
The old Langbrook arrogance.
Leash was like, there's about 17.
We won't. It hasn't been a problem at all, has it, Leash, fighting champions? Nah.
Nah, great. Yeah, good.
But what we thought now, because we'll get more into the specifics of how it's going to work soon, but for funsies now, we thought since the Queen was dethroned by someone from the Chase yesterday, if Bronte was to be a chaser, what would her chaser nickname be?
Because they've all got one, right? There's the Beast.
The Governess.
The Super Nerd.
Yeah. Tiger.
We've referred to me as different things during this process. The Beast has been one of them, but
David,
that's obviously taken. Goliath's taken.
Bring Goliath down.
Yeah. But maybe there's a name out there that we could reuse.
Goliath could be it.
Goliath is it's a boy. That's a boy name. Goliath.
Goliath.
Oh, maybe it could be that.
131060, guys, just get your thinking caps on.
Yeah.
Like, if you've heard Can You Beat Bronte before, if you've played before, God, you know. But if you've played before, get on involved on this now. But let's just come up with a chaser name.
That'd be nice.
For Bronte.
Let's keep it not offensive.
Don't have to.
True.
We got the Beast.
Yeah, true.
We got the Governess.
Yeah.
What else did we say? Tiger.
Super Nerd. Yeah.
131060, if our old mate Langers was to be a chaser, what would her chaser nickname be?
131060.
The more offensive, the better.
Can You Beat Bronte? Champions League. Only on Hit.
Ooh, I just got chills. It is starting on Monday. We are going to do a champion v champion round of Can You Beat Bronte? So past winners going up against each other. I sit out for a week.
Yeah.
And then finally, at the end of that week, we'll have
if you're
going
to be
champion.
Able to properly sit out, you're going to be...
It's going to be so
you're gonna be
weird.
You're throwing your 2 cents worth in here, there and everywhere.
Me? Butting in? That's crazy. And then I go up against the champion's champion for a week. But
God, I love this.
It's going to be so fun. We're kind of looking now for a name for myself. This is weird to talk about because we need something that like the Chasers have when they're on the show The Chase. So there's the Super Nerd and the Governess and the Beast.
Is it the Governess?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. She scares me.
I think I get confused between the Governess or is it the Countess? But you know the one. She dresses like the Trunchbull.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go up against her. And so, 131060, some great names coming through for my chase name.
Yeah.
I appreciate them.
I appreciate everyone. Like, everyone knows what you are.
Yeah.
During this. There's no...
They didn't need much setup.
There is no trying to sugarcoat it or make it look better than it is. Bronte is a beast when she plays this game. but that one's already taken. So, Shez is here. Shez, what should Bronte's chase name be?
I was thinking either the Dominator or the Dominatrix being a female.
Oh.
Ooh, the Dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Coming in the leathers. I am the dominatrix.
Ooh, shares. Okay, dominator or dominatrix. We'll put a poll up. How about that at the end of this, and we can people can vote.
I like it. Heather is here. Heather, how old are you, Heather? You're only young.
11.
Not even the kids.
Great,
know
Heather.
What you are?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Heather's parents, but Heather, have you got a name?
Yeah.
What do you think?
The Huntess.
Ooh.
In the promo shots, you could have like a bow and arrow.
Oh, I kind of love that.
Thanks, Heather.
Oh.
Rod's here. Rod, what do you think Bronte's chase name should be?
I reckon it should be Bronte the Bounty Hunter.
The Bounty Hunter.
Well, it is true. It's what I do.
Bronte the Bounty Hunter.
I do hunt that bounty.
Kim's here. Kim, what should Bronte's chase name be?
The Annihilator.
So everyone knows what you are.
It's terrible, but it's brilliant, Kim. Thank you.
Shout out to Dan as well. He couldn't hang around, but Dan's suggestion was the Brontosaurus.
Which is strong.
Strong
contender. And also Alice had the Determinator.
Oh, God, I like that.
I can't pick. So I think let's do a poll.
Can we do a poll on our Insta?
So we've got the Dominator.
Yep.
The Huntess.
The Dominatrix as well.
The Dominatrix. The Huntess.
I like it. You skip over that one.
I don't know if I want to be the Dominatrix.
Oh, yeah, we can.
The Dominator. The Huntess. The Determinator. The Bounty Hunter. The Annihilator. Or the Brontosaurus. Don't pick the Brontosaurus.
I'm kind of going for Brontosaurus, guys. I don't know about you, but we'll get that up at our Insta, yep. At Cliff on Bronte. Vote away. And can you beat Bronte? Champions League starts Monday morning after 7 on Hit.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.